You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WCQM Daily News Roundup for 98Q Country 98.3 FM and Trail Mix 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP in Park Falls.
Civic Media News, I'm Joel Koenig, filling in for Austin Brume. We're brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service. A group of lawmakers helping people facing deportation is growing amid an increase in deportations from the Trump administration. Savannah Tomei Olson has more.
Grant Sovereign is the president of the board of the Community Immigration Law Center. Essentially, the people there work like public defenders for folks who need immigration lawyers. Technically, immigration offenses are civil, not criminal.
We all know what a public defender is. If you can't afford one, you certainly shouldn't go to jail simply because you can't afford a lawyer. But that's exactly what happens in the immigration context, is you can sit in detention, which is a jail, for 6 months, a year, 18 months.
They've been busy since the Trump administration ramped up efforts to deport people and deport them quickly. The only ICE detention facility in Wisconsin is in Juneau.
All of their 200 beds seem to be full with immigrants these days.
Silk exists to make sure everyone gets due process.
We have rules. We all want the rules to apply to everybody, but we all want those rules to apply evenly, and not just because you can afford a lawyer, you can't afford a lawyer, or there aren't enough available. In Wisconsin, there's probably maybe 10 or 15 lawyers who know how to do deportation defense because it hasn't been an issue before.
Now, Silk wants to expand and be able to help more people.
We would like to be a public defender service for the whole state. We have 6 lawyers now who spend weekends and nights trying to help people.
The Community Immigration Law Center is holding a fundraiser with a matching grant from the Madison Community Foundation. The goal is to raise $100,000 in June. We'll have a link at civicmedia.us. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
Well, big weekend this weekend, the 20th annual Masonic Golf Outing, raising money for scholarships for our area kids. It's a 2-person scramble. And for more information and to get your team signed up, call to Westwood Golf Course in Phillips at 715-339-3600. Again, this Saturday, the 28th of June at Westwood in Phillips. A new group is starting to take action in an effort to save our pollinators. Terry Barr explains.
Lawmakers are considering a pollinator protection package of bills, which could lead to the regulation of insecticides across the state. Clean Wisconsin's Amy Barrio says it's the opportunity to make a difference right now.
Huge decline in pollinator populations. In some areas, a 90% decline. And that is concerning when you think about 1 out of every 3 bites of food we take because of pollinators. They made it happen. Our cranberries, our apples, our fruits and vegetables, all kinds of things, our nuts. They are part of an important ecosystem. Mm-hmm. And they are telling us there's something wrong.
Similar bills did not pass in 2021, but Barrio says this time there's a new group made up of environmental and agriculture organizations educating about the importance of pollinators, along with supporting the policies to protect their health and sustainability.
In the wake of an assassination in Minnesota, lawmakers have security on their mind. Joanne Krulatz reports.
At the Capitol, legislative leaders are taking a cautious approach to increase in security following the assassination of Minnesota lawmaker. This is Assembly Speaker Robin Voss.
The thing that's most scary is this didn't occur in a Capitol. It occurred at someone's home. So the idea of trying to make the Capitol into a fortress, I don't know if that necessarily would even have ever done anything in this situation.
Voss said Assembly lawmakers will discuss security issues, something echoed by Minority Leader Greta Neubauer.
We're not going to comment at this point on specific security measures, but are open to longer-term conversations to ensure that everyone feels safe.
The Capitol building has 12 public entrances on 2 levels. Following the 2011 Act 10 protests, public access was briefly limited with metal detectors placed at a pair of ground floor entrances.
And a reminder that music in the parks are alive and active in Park Falls. and Phillips in Park Falls, Music in the Park. Wednesday Night Live is the official title. It is back again for a second big week. Rising Phoenix will be on the stage at the new Old A Park right in downtown Park Falls Wednesday night. And then, of course, it's Music in the Park every Thursday night in Phillips. You can check out the Phillips Chamber website for listings of artists that are there. For Civic Media News, I'm Joel Karnick, filling in for Austin Brume. Check out more news at 98qcountry.com and at civicmedia.us.
The Brewers are back home. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball, the Milwaukee Brewers and Pittsburgh Pirates. Beginning a three-game series at American Family Field tonight, the Brewers went from a 9-3 lead over the Twins yesterday to a 9-8 win thanks to closer Trevor McGill, manager Pat Murphy.
When leverage guys come in with a big margin, sometimes things are different. That's kind of the story of that. But they held it together, and McGill was terrific. You know, McGill was terrific.
NBA, Kevin Durant traded to the Houston Rockets in a blockbuster deal with the Phoenix Suns. The Oklahoma City Thunder, 103-91, to win their first NBA title. The Pacers' Tyrese Halliburton suffering a torn Achilles in the first quarter. Racing, Alex Palou winning the XPEL Grand Prix at Road America on a very hot day at Elkhart Lake.
It was a crazy race. It was a crazy race for us. At moments, I thought we were losing a ton of positions and we were making. It was a tough race for everybody.
That's Indy driver Alex Palou with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Danny Boyle is back with the release of 28 Years Later, his long-awaited third installment of the 28 Days franchise. In a recent article in Variety, the Slumdog Millionaire Oscar-winning director says, due to cultural appropriation, he probably couldn't direct a film like Slumdog Millionaire nowadays, but says he's okay with that and that he would want a young Indian director to have that opportunity to tell the story. What a cool dude. Boyle's other credits include Trainspotting and 127 Hours. Timothy Oliphant is on a roll. The star of Justified has a new show on Apple TV Plus called Lucky, where he stars opposite Anna Taylor-Joy. But Oliphant wasn't done. He still managed to find room in his calendar to join the cast of another Apple show called Stick, alongside Owen Wilson. The Emmy-nominated Oliphant will next be seen in FX's Alien Earth, which drops in August, and he will join a new Peacock show called Five Star Weekend. Cha-ching. Believe it or not, Hollywood is making a sequel. In this case, it is the fourth in a series of Meet the Parents films. The Hollywood Reporter says Owen Wilson has officially signed onto the project, joining Ben Stiller, Robert De Niro, Terry Polo, and newcomer to the cast, Ariana Grande. It's always nice to have a fresh face. Paramount Pictures is teaming up with Universal for the latest installment, which is co-written by John Hamburg, who also co-wrote the previous three films and will direct this new chapter. If you listen to Nightlight here on the Civic Media Radio Network, you've probably heard me talk about this franchise quite a bit, as it was started by frequent guest and writer Greg Liana, whose $50,000 independent film ended up at Universal Studios and is now one of the highest-grossing live-action comedy franchises ever. Meet the Parents is expected to hit theaters Thanksgiving of 2026. What is most often referred to as the first summer blockbuster turned 50 on Friday. Jaws, the movie that made people even scared to go into swimming pools, was released on June 20th, 1975. According to Variety, the film brought as much drama behind the scenes as it did to the big screen. Director Steven Spielberg was just 27 years old at the time he was put in charge of a film that ended up grossly over budget and ended up being 100 days behind schedule. The original budget was $8 million and ended up ballooning to a paltry, at least by today's standards, $16 million. According to Variety, Spielberg says he was often worried he would be replaced, as the studio blamed him in part for the extravagant cost overruns. Spielberg, for authenticity's sake, insisted on shooting in actual open waters off Martha's Vineyard. To this day, Spielberg calls the project an impossible effort. There are those that say Jaws changed the movie business, and some think it's for the worse. Fun fact, the Jaws shark was designed by current Marinette resident Rusty Wolf. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabo, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
An isolated thunderstorm or two possible this morning, then mostly sunny this afternoon, and there may be an isolated thunderstorm, especially well to our southeast here later today into this evening. 83 the high tomorrow, partly cloudy, 78 showers return on Wednesday with a high near 70. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 79.
That's your WCQM and WPFP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at 98qcountry.com or trailmix.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.